Hello, Kim.
Well, good evening there, Rachel. A pleasure to be with you. And we're joined as well by a former Raven Radio staff person and Sitkin and current dweller of Manhattan, Valerie Lipinski. Welcome to Earbones.
Hey, Val.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being on.
I'm super excited. It's really late here.
Yeah, thanks for staying up.
Like Friday night.
So we've got a lot to talk about, but first I guess we just need to trade island weather. We're in the middle of some snow flurries. There's probably a half inch of snow on the ground, and it's a little bit chilly, and it's gallery walk, so everybody's out and around, and Sitka's thriving tonight. What's Manhattan like?
It's really cold and just sort of bleak. It has been sunny for a couple of days, but now it's kind of gray, and it's windy, and it's really, really cold.
Does it feel like spring is on the way?
I smelled some sort of raw earth a couple days ago, a little bit, on the air, but I don't know. It's been a long winter.
Well, you know, the equivalent of that here in Sitka is smelling raw ocean, and the ADF&G surveys have found predators, but no herring as of yet. So the whales and the sea lions are here. The eagles, especially north of town, are just going crazy, and they're all over the place.
So it might happen soon.
Yep. So I think it's around the corner. What wildlife comes out in Manhattan come springtime?
I don't know. I mean, there's always rats.
Oh, gosh.
They're here year-round.
Funny you should say that, Valerie. We just heard an interesting fact tonight that there is one rat for every human in New York City, that there are 8 million rats.
You know, we weren't supposed to tell her that.
Oh.
No. There's this great book by Robert Sullivan called Rats, and I read the whole thing, and it's all about Manhattan rats, and it's actually fascinating, and now I have a lot of respect for them, so when I see them running around, I'm like, you guys are tough. They actually don't bother me, but I haven't actually had to touch one or see one in my home, which would be a whole different thing.
Oh, yeah.
Let's hope that just continues.
Yeah.
Well, Valerie, for people that may not know you, would you give a brief synopsis of your time here in Sitka?
Sure. I arrived in 2000, and I came from Michigan. I just had graduated from college, and I came as an AmeriCorps volunteer. And I worked at community schools, and I did early childhood literacy stuff. And then shortly thereafter, I started volunteering at Raven Radio. I think the first thing that I did was volunteer to answer phones during a pledge drive. And that's when I met you and Lily and everybody. And then there was a job opening for the development director, and I applied for that job and got it. So I did that for a couple of years at Raven, along with a show. That's when I was doing Nobody's Looking, which was a Thursday afternoon variety show. It was so much fun. And, things get a little fuzzy, but I ended up being the program director when you left. So I left Sitka in 2006 and moved to New York.
And then what have you, synopsis of what you've been doing in New York since then?
When I first got here, I got a whole bunch of weird jobs, and I did a whole bunch of weird jobs for a while. I ended up working at WNYC, New York Public Radio, as a producer for the Brian Lehrer Show. And I applied to journalism school at the City University of New York. They have had a brand new journalism school. It's just a couple years old now. And I got my master's in journalism, and then I started interning and then working full-time at Time Magazine, and now I make videos and multimedia for them. So that's synopsis.
Great. And you're taking time out of your busy Friday night at midnight in Manhattan to be with us on Earbones, because we've asked you to compile 10 songs that you would choose to have with you if you were stranded on a deserted island. We've also asked you to select one dessert, and we'll talk dessert later because it is, after all, a deserted island. But music is what is just around the corner. And the first thing we need to know, Valerie, is what kind of island do you want to select? We're giving you the option, a tropical island or an island that's maybe a more near Sitka with some pine trees, gravel
rocks.
Beaches, a lot of beech wood maybe, or maybe an island on your coast. I'm not sure what those would be like.
Sandy.
I'm going to go with tropical. I've never really spent any time on a tropical island before, so it would be the first and the last time if I ended up being there forever. So I don't know. It's been cold. I think I'm going to go with the tropical.
Okay, great. That doesn't surprise me a whole lot, considering your words about winter just a few minutes ago.
Yeah, I'm a little bitter. Can you tell?
I can tell.
And there won't be any rats on the island.
So let's talk
I'll
about
hang out with the rats.
Let's talk about the music that you selected. We'll talk about each song, but before we talk about the specific songs and your first song in particular, this process. We'll talk a little bit more about it, but if you were to apply maybe two or three words to the process of selecting the music, what would those words be?
Agonizing, psychologically draining, and torturous, I think are the words that
wow.
I would use in the selection of my 10 songs.
So we really wrung you out.
Well, you know, I took it really seriously because, A, it's, you know, you have to use a lot of imagination. And I've made lots of lists of favorite songs over the years. In fact, I just made a list of my 100 favorite songs, which was incredibly difficult to do. And when you're thinking about being somewhere where these are the only songs you're going to have, it no longer becomes your favorite song,
right.
Like songs you would mention to someone when you're in a conversation at a bar in front of a jukebox, but these are like songs you might need.
Mm-hmm.
Survival.
So although this is an imaginary situation, I took it incredibly seriously. And I'm not sure I made the right choices, but at some point I had to stop.
At some point the ship is going to crash and
you're
going to be wrecked on the beach.
Yeah.
So.
Well,
let's wreck. You have what you have.
Yeah.
Valerie, we're going to wreck your ship.
Okay.
Woman overboard! Go!
Oh, no.
You're stranded on an island, Valerie. You have 10 songs and a dessert. Let's talk about your first song. It is, it's a tune from Bob. Tell us about it.
Oh, which Bob? Give me another hint.
Oh, you do have two Bobs, so that's right. So we've got the order that you sent with Bob Marley at the beginning and the Wailers.
Okay. So the first song I decided to pick is a song that I have probably listened to this song. I can't even count how many times I've listened to this song. I think I may have listened to the song on repeat for several days in a row before. And I cannot get tired of it. I just can't. And it makes me happy every time. And that's pretty much just a simple, straightforward, pure reason.
Valerie, when was the first time you heard this song? Were you in grade school, in junior high, in high school? Where did you hear it first?
I think I was actually in Sitka. I wasn't a big Bob Marley fan growing up or anything. I don't even think I listened to him a little bit in college, as everyone does. But I didn't really resonate until Sitka. But, you know, there's a lot of reggae people in Sitka.
Well, maybe you heard it first on Roots and Rhythms.
Yeah, I think I may have heard it on Roots and Rhythms first.
Well, then a tip of the hat out to C-Dub or Ja Johnny, huh?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Okay, well, we're gonna play Satisfy My Soul, and then we're going to play your second song, and we'll talk about
good.
That after we come back
Excellent.
From it. So, Valerie, we'll be talking here in just about 8 minutes or so.
Okay.
rock my boat.
Don't rock my boat.
'Cause I don't want my boat to be rocking.
Don't rock my boat.
Oh, please, don't you rock my boat.
No,
no, 'cause I don't want my boat to be rocking.
Don't rock my
I'm
boat.
I'm telling you that, oh, 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 I like it like this. So keep it steady like this. And you should know, you should know by now, I like it.
I like it like
this. I like it like this. Ooh, yeah.
Satisfy my soul.
Find my soul.
Satisfy my soul.
Oh, yeah.
Satisfy
my soul. Find my soul.
Satisfy my soul.
Every little action.
Satisfy my soul.
There's a reaction.
Satisfy my soul.
Oh, can't you see what you've done for me? Boy, I'm happy inside all of the time. Something that can make you do wrong, make you do right. Yeah. Love. Someone's on the phone, 3 o'clock in the morning, yeah, talking about
how she can make it right, yeah. Happiness is when you really feel good about somebody. There's nothing wrong being in love with someone, yeah. Hey. Oh, baby, love and happiness.
Love and
happiness.
Love and Happiness from Mr. Al Green. This is Ear Bones, and we have former Sitkin and former Raven Radio staff member Valerie Lipinski on the deserted island. She has selected 10 songs that she would choose to have with her if she were cast away and didn't know when or if she would ever be rescued. Valerie is on the phone with us from Manhattan. And Valerie, do you want to tell us a little bit about why Al Green made your list and that song in particular?
Yeah, of course. Oh, by the way, small correction. I'm in Brooklyn.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Just so you know.
Well, yeah. Well, that's
it's very close. It's considered New York City, but
do you work on Manhattan Island?
Yeah, I do.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
I work in,
but you're not at
in
work
the
right
city.
Now. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Good. Well, thank you for the correction.
No what? Problem.
Love
so
and
Al,
happiness.
Al Green. So there's a lot of reasons for the Reverend Al Green being on my list, and a couple of reasons for this particular song. Basically, any sort of Motown era R&B takes me right back to childhood. I'm from mid-Michigan. My family really into Motown R&B music. We listen to it on the radio a lot. This particular song, Love and Happiness, is one of my mom's favorite songs. And it's also a song that comes on the radio here in New York quite a bit. There's this show, actually I haven't listened to it in a while, and it's kind of switched hands, so I'm not sure if it's still syndicated around here, but it's called The Rhythm Review. And one of my friends here got me hooked on that show, and Love and Happiness is one that kind of pops up. And this song, it's sort of like a bat signal between me and this particular friend. So whenever I hear it, I send her a note. Whenever she hears it, she sends me a note. But I also really like thinking about the fact that my mom likes this song. And I can picture, like, my family dancing around to it.
Nice. So what is, do you have a big family, a small family?
I have sort of a medium family, I guess.
A medium.
I have two brothers. I have a lot of cousins. But I remember when we had family weddings, we would listen to, there'd be polka music to dance to, but the other type of music that would get people out of their chairs was R&B music, Motown music. Al Green's the best. He's the best. This was one of those entries on the list that was not going to move. It was this one, I can switch around some other songs, but this one has to come with me.
All right. Well, we've got, we'll talk a little bit about some of the list's comings and goings here in just a little while. But right now I wanted to ask you, as you've been away from Sitka for a matter of years now, what's one of the mm-hmm. things you miss most about Sitka, Valerie?
Besides you guys, I miss everything about Sitka. I really miss the radio station, because when I say I miss the radio station, it implies everything that comes along with it, which is my friends, the music, the community, the proximity to the harbor. I miss the radio station every day. It doesn't feel like I've been away that long, but it's been 6 years. And it doesn't feel that long. I mean, I think about it all the time. I feel like I can remember what all the records smell like, you know? Mm-hmm. So.
Wow, that's a great touchstone right there, the smell of the vinyl.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it still smells like that, even though there's some new, you know, there's been a lot of changes there, but it's still Raven.
Yeah, the heart and soul is still mm-hmm. here. The love and happiness is still around. So you've had some visitors from Sitka over the course of those 6 years. And
yeah, in New York.
Yeah.
It's great. I love when people come through. And the Littmans come a lot and have special dinners with them. I'm really good friends with Shelley Lightburn, who used to live in Sitka, and now she's here in Brooklyn. Who else has come through? Lots of people have popped by. The Pates?
Mm-hmm.
Except for you, Rachel. I can't think right now. It's a lot of people pass through, and it's awesome.
I think
this is also a PSA. If anyone's coming through,
yeah, right.
You have to call me. There's nothing more tragic than knowing a Sitkin was in town and I missed them. So now there's no excuse.
Okay, perfect PSA. Another band of visitors was an actual band, I believe. The Dusty 45s came through.
Oh, yeah.
So
They're almost on my list.
All right. Well, tell us a little bit about that visit. Did they perform? Did you see them? What's up?
Oh, man. Oh, gosh, Ken, I wish I could remember exactly what happened. Yeah, they played at Hank's. They played at Hank's Saloon. So the Dusty 45s played two Stardusts in a row in mm-hmm. Sitka. And then I kept in touch with them. And then shortly thereafter, they played a gig in Brooklyn. And I got to see them and hang out with them.
Did he Did he light his trumpet afire in Brooklyn?
Billy Joe? Yes, yeah. He did. And it was really fun because I got to bring all my Brooklyn friends. And the bar that they played in, this venue is called Hank's Saloon. It's on Atlantic Avenue and 3rd Avenue. Actually, I think it may have been closing down. I'm not sure if it's totally closed down or not. But it's kind of a funky, junky corner joint. It has flames painted on the outside of the building. It looks like a biker bar. And one of the things that they used to do was have live country karaoke. And I used to go do that a lot.
And what was your song?
What was my song?
Yeah, your favorite song to sing.
I really liked singing Coal Miner's Daughter by Loretta Lynn. It's kind of long, though. So I sang that a couple times, and then I ended up, going with something more, a little more basic, some Hank Williams, stuff like that.
Nice.
Maybe
some Johnny
Cash. Where the Dusty 45s came to play, and it was like the perfect spot. You know, if you had to pick a spot in Brooklyn, and it was really special, of course, because I already loved Hank, and I already loved those guys. So when they played there, it was like too much love. It was amazing.
Valerie, what's your next song?
My next song is a song by Hoagy Carmichael. It's called Stardust.
Well, fancy that.
Everyone knows it. Actually, I have a lot of appreciation. I've always had a lot of appreciation for Hoagy Carmichael. I love his voice. He's been around forever. I feel like I've been listening to him since I've been born. I have no idea when I first heard him sing or heard his music. But I really started liking him when he played a bit part in the film To Have and Have Not, which is a film with Humphrey Bogart and Lauren Bacall. Mm-hmm. It's the famous one where she says, "You know how to whistle, don't you, Steve? You just put your lips together and blow."
Mm-hmm.
That famous line comes from this movie, and Hoagy Carmichael plays this piano player named Cricket in the movie, in the bar that they hang out in. He doesn't sing this song in it, but he's great. And Stardust, actually, a really great person to talk to you about this is Tara, because she just recently on Anything Goes gave a great description of the complexity of the song and the complexity of Hoagy Carmichael's mind, which was that he couldn't really read or write music. He couldn't write it down. But if you examine the song, it's incredibly complex. And besides the fact that it's pleasant and wonderful, I thought it would be a good choice to have listening on the desert island because it would stretch my brain a little bit.
Sometimes I wonder why I spend the lonely night dreaming of a song. The melody haunts my reverie, and I am once again with you when our love was new, and each kiss an inspiration. Oh, but that was long ago. Now my consolation is in the stardust of a song beside a garden wall. When stars are bright, you are in my arms. The nightingale tells his fairy tale of paradise where roses grew, though I dream in vain. In my heart it will remain, my stardust melody, the memory of love's refrain. Dream in vain in my heart, it will remain. My stardust melody, the memory of love's refrain.
That was After the Gold Rush, and that's from the trio album with Emmylou Harris and Linda Ronstadt and Dolly Parton. A very beautiful choice, Valerie.
Thanks.
And so why did you choose that particular song?
Well, I chose it because it's gorgeous. I chose it because I love Neil Young, and he wrote that song. I love Neil Young's voice. I wish I could have included him on the list, too, but this was sort of my sneaky way of fitting a lot of heavy hitters into one song selection. The trio of Emmylou Harris, Linda Ronstadt, and Dolly Parton is just ethereal and amazing, and when they harmonize, I just feel like they're going to carry me off to heaven. I really appreciate they did these two trio albums together, and they covered a bunch of different songs, and a lot of them are pretty straight country. And they sound great. But I really like their treatment of this song. Mm-hmm. It's really sad and sort of apocalyptic, and it has some landscapes in it. So I get a lot of imagery from it, and I think that it's sort of spiritual, but it's also kind of good for my imagination. And they're the only women on my list.
Oh.
So they're three in one. So
there we go.
Wow.
So you'd
Dolly
be...
Parton. I mean, Dolly, like, oh my gosh. I could talk all day about how much I love Dolly Parton, but so, she had to be there somewhere.
So you'd be listening to that one in one of your pensive moods.
Mm-hmm.
On your
Absolutely.
Deserted island.
Wondering what's going on in the world, you know.
Well, we've given away a couple of hints about your 10 songs that you would take to a deserted island, or that you would choose to have on a deserted island. And the first clue was right at the very beginning when we said that you had a tune from Bob, and you said, which Bob? And so we'll get back around to the other Bob here in a minute. And we just have another clue now, and that those were the only female voices that we're going to hear for the rest of the 10. We're about halfway through, and we have a little bit of, on the next break, there's some particular questions that we're going to need to address. So, as I love to do, let's have dessert early.
Okay.
You can have one dessert along with your 10 songs. What are you going to bring?
Well, I picked a dessert that I make all the time lately. I can't actually remember what it's called. I'm, like, looking for the email I sent you. There's these incredibly delicious chocolate chunk cookies with tons of stuff in them.
Yum.
And they have, like, coconut and nuts and chocolate and oats. And every time I make these cookies, my friend Leah gave me the recipe. And she had some special hints for modifying it, which, you know, I can share if you're truly interested. But there's something about the combo, the sweet and the salty and the different textures in the cookie. They're irresistible. And every time I make them, I swear I get a marriage proposal from somebody. It just, they're delicious. And they encompass a lot. So I figure, you know, if you can only have one dessert, we got, like, some variety in there.
Ladies and gentlemen, we will be posting the recipe for...
marriage proposal cookies.
For these marriage proposal cookies. And I did read through the recipe of Valerie, and the first line said that we prefer chunks of chocolate rather than chips. And I it maybe didn't say it, but I read mere chips.
Yeah. Yeah, it's... There's an art to texture, and this recipe allows that to really be developed in an exquisite way.
Okay, so is it okay if we call them marriage proposal cookies? Is that the new name?
I wouldn't want to say that. I wouldn't want to say that exactly, but if you want, it's fine.
Or just maybe really big chunks of chocolate cookies.
Yeah.
How's that? Excellent.
Yes.
So it's time for the next Bob. And now this time you know which Bob we're talking about.
Yeah, Bob Dylan, Bobby D.
When you worked here, Valerie, you loved Bob Dylan well before you stepped foot into Raven Radio. And I'm not surprised to see him on the list. So tell us a little bit about your love for Bob.
I love Bob. Bob, my first memory of Bob actually was it being in the car with my parents. We were listening to the oldies station, and they're playing Rainy Day Women, you know, the song where he sings everybody's going to get stoned. And it's an awesome song, especially if you're a kid, because it's, like, really repetitive and, like, smacking, like, really hard, just thunder beats. It's so good. And my dad, like, turned it off when I was, like, really grooving on that song, because I didn't know it was about getting stoned. I grew up Catholic, so I thought getting stoned meant, like, you know, like the martyrs, you know, you get stoned
rocks
to death.
Thrown at you.
However, so I had a really complicated relationship with Bob from the very beginning, let's put it that way. I really became obsessed with him in late high school and then through college. And the album Blood on the Tracks, which is probably most people's favorite Bob Dylan song, or album, but I got really into that in college, and I remember this, like, hot, hot summer, sweltering summer in Michigan, where all I did the entire summer was listen to this album. I would be like laying on the front porch swing, eating a popsicle for breakfast because it was too hot to have even a cup of coffee, and listening to this album. And I decided to choose the song Simple Twist of Fate because of two things. One, I really wanted the acoustic guitar and the harmonica sound. Those are blissful sounds to me, and I wanted to make sure I had them with me on the island. I like that it's a story song that captured my imagination, but I also thought it would help me remember all the simple twists of fate in my own life. Kind of contemplative, but there it is.
They sat together in the park as the evening sky grew dark. She looked at him and he felt a spark tingle to his bones. 'Twas then he felt alone and wished that he'd gone straight and watched out for a simple twist of fate. They walked along by the old canal, a little confused, I remember well, and stopped into a strange hotel with a neon burning bright. He felt the heat of the night hit him like a freight train moving with a simple twist of fate. Saxophone someplace far off played as she was walking on by the arcade, as the light bust through a beat up shade where he was waking up. She dropped a coin into the cup above a blind man at the gate and forgot about a simple twist of fate. Was bare. He didn't see her anywhere. He told himself he didn't care. Pushed the window open wide. Felt that emptiness inside, to which he just could not relate. Brought on by a simple twist of fate. He hears the ticking of the clock. Walks along with a parrot that talks. Hunts her down by the waterfront docks where the sailors all come in. Maybe she'll pick him out again. How long must he wait? One more time for a simple twist of fate. People tell me it's a sin to know and feel too much within. I still believe she was my twin, but I lost the ring. She was born in spring, but I was born too late. Blame it on this simple twist of fate.
I don't believe in an interventionist God. But I know, darling, that you do. But if I did, I would kneel down and ask him. Not to intervene when it came to you. Well, not to touch a hair in your head, leave you as you are. If he felt he had to direct you, then direct you into my arms. Into my arms, oh Lord, into my arms. Oh Lord, into my arms. Oh Lord, into my arms. And I don't believe in the existence of angels. But looking at you, I wonder if that's true. But if I did, I would summon them together. And ask them to watch over you. Well, to each burn a candle for you, to make bright and clear your path, and to walk like Christ in grace and love, and guide you into my arms. Into my arms, oh Lord, into my arms, oh Lord, into my arms, oh Lord, into my arms. I believe in love, and I know that you do too. And I believe in some kind of path that we can walk down, me and you. So keep your candles burning, make a journey bright and pure, that you'll keep returning always and evermore. Into my arms, oh Lord, into my arms, oh Lord, into my arms, oh Lord, into my arms.
Into my arms, beautiful song from Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds. So where does that take you on your island, Valerie?
Oh, Nick Cave must be with me. This song... Oh, wait, I'm supposed to tell you that you're listening to Raven Radio KCAW in Sitka, Alaska.
Thank you.
I got really excited. I had to interject right
away. Once a radio host, always a radio host.
Nick Cave wasn't originally on my list of 10 songs, but he's one of my favorite artists. And when I made my list of 100 favorite songs, there's like 5 songs of his on that list. You know, he's like a player. He's a major player in the Val music scape.
Mm-hmm.
And there were a couple other songs that tragically I couldn't include in this list. One of them was Johnny Cash singing at Folsom Prison, "The Green, Green Grass of Home,"
mm-hmm.
which just about kills you if you listen to that song. I mean, it's about having a dream that you're arriving home and that everyone's greeting you with open arms and you're touching the grass and you're seeing your old house. And I really love that song, and then I decided it would be too depressing. But sort of obliquely related is the song by Nick Cave, which is more about romantic love than familial love, but it's got issues of faith in it, and it's a very simple song that almost comes across like a hymn. So I really like that about it, and it's a hopeful song. So I thought I need to have him in this list, and it was a perfect song.
Maybe one of your contemplative songs.
I have a lot of those. I'm a pretty contemplative person, if you haven't noticed.
Do you imagine then your time on the island? You'll have plenty of navel gazing, contemplative time.
Yeah.
Are you kind of thinking that you'll play these songs all together or separately at particular times?
Some more than others.
Yeah, I kind of feel like I just would want them there in case. I think I'd want to kind of ration them out a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the groovier songs that we heard at the beginning of the list, I can imagine, like, maybe I'll make a friend. I mean, maybe there's... Look, okay, one thing you should know is I don't like monkeys. Like,
I was just going to say there's monkeys on the island, but I guess there's not monkeys on the island.
Well, listen.
Oh, they're just on the opposite side of the island. They're like, she keeps throwing rocks at us.
But listen, so if there's going to be monkeys, like, I've got to learn how to chill with them because I do not like monkeys. They freak me out. So I can imagine making some pals with the local wildlife and,
with your cookies,
like, dancing around with Bob Marley and to Al Green. That might come in handy in that situation. So those songs, I feel like the happier songs, I feel like I would probably listen to more. But then I also like the idea of some of these songs being a little bit lullaby-ish, because I think I might get pretty scared at night.
Mm-hmm.
I get scared at night anyway. So I can only imagine how scared I would be alone on an island.
But not scared of rats.
No, I wouldn't have to worry about rats, probably.
We are talking with
little critters, I don't even know. There's going to be a lot of critters.
We're going through the 10 songs that Valerie Lipinski, a former Sitkin and former Raven Radio program director and development director, would select to have as the 10 songs on a deserted island if she were cast away. And we're a little bit more than halfway through the list, and it's been a nice list, and it's going to go another couple directions before we're done. Valerie, the next tune is called Blue Moon. Tell us about it.
Yeah. This song, actually, everyone's heard Blue Moon. This was performed by Elvis Presley. This album, I think I didn't really start listening to it until I started working at Raven. And I remember exactly where it was. I know the station is configured differently now, but, I mean, I could find it with my eyes closed, this record, because I listened to it all the time. I tried not to overplay it on the air, but I would still need it. I love Elvis so much. Actually, one of the first iterations of this list of 10, had 3 Elvis songs on it.
Wow.
I couldn't decide.
What were they?
One of those, the other ones?
Yeah.
Lottie Miss Cloudy. I know, it's weird, but it's an awesome song. and then I also had Love Me Tender, which is an amazing song. But he's all this. I don't know how much you want me to talk about how much I love him. But Blue Moon, this song is so haunting. It's sort of echoey. It's got this, like, sort of horsey clip-clop. And it's just magical.
Blue moon, you saw me standing alone.
without a dream in my heart, without a love of my own. Blue moon, you knew just what I was there for. You heard me saying a prayer for someone I really care for.
So you'll be looking up at the moon on your island, and I imagine that would be a perfect time to play that song, Valerie.
Yeah, I mean, oops, it's just so dreamy. I want him to serenade me every night, so have to have him with me for that.
You do have a fair amount of lullabies in your list.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think that's the time I'll need the most company. And I'm kind of like, you know, I'm kind of boy crazy. I have a lot of crushes. Elvis is one of them. Nick Cave's one of them. I want, you know, I want to, like, swoon and think about nice things when I'm lonely.
I guess Tom Hanks put together a friend out of a coconut head, so you
no,
might...
No, it was a volleyball.
A volleyball, okay. Well, you know, it's...
Yeah, I'm going to have to make friends for sure.
Valerie and her
coconut... I'm kind of a social creature.
Coconut friends.
And monkey friends.
And actually... That leads nicely into this next song. There are a few elements to this next song. I don't even want to say what it is, but I just wanted to lead up to it a little bit. It's probably, like, my favorite person ever. One of my favorite people on the planet besides all the people I actually know and love. It's a live recording, which I wanted to make sure I had at least one live recording on my list because I wanted to feel like I'm among people. I wanted to get a sense of being in a crowd.
That's very thoughtful. We haven't had anybody mention the idea of having a crowd noise as something to appreciate and revel in. That's very thoughtful.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, I mean, I thought about it a lot.
You did. You did.
And, you know, one of the things I love about New York, and I've been thinking about it a lot lately because I've sort of been falling more and more in love with it, is I really like being with everybody. The crowds do not stress me out. I really like it. It took a while to arrive at that place. That said, I feel like I would get really lonely on the island and want to get that sense, that energy of a big crowd. And this particular song by this particular artist didn't stand out to me. I've loved this person for a very, very, very long time since I was a kid, listened to a lot of his music. But this particular song really sort of knocked my socks off. One day, I was in my Brooklyn apartment with my roommate at the time, who's a musician, and she's great. And I was feeling a little blue. And we were kind of like waking up in the morning and getting ready for the day. And she put this song on and just cranked it. And that was it. It became my new favorite David Bowie song.
Time takes a cigarette, puts it in your mouth, pull on your finger, then another finger, then your cigarette. While the wall to wall is calling, it lingers, but still you forget. Oh, you're a rock and roll suicide. You're too young to lose it, but you're too old to lose it. And the clock waits so patiently on your song. Well, you walk past the cafe that you can't eat when you've lived too long. Oh, you're a rock and roll suicide. Now the ship breaks a snarling as you stumble across the room. But the day breaks instead, so you hurry home. Don't let the sunlight blast your shadow. Don't let the milk float bind your mind. They're so natural, religiously. But you're too unfair. You got your head all tangled up, but if I can only make you care. Oh no, love, you're not alone. No matter what or who you've been, no matter when or where you see, all the knives seem to lacerate your brain. I've had my share.
To enjoy that song. I too love that you thought to be in a crowd and just all the different ways to enjoy that song. That's really great.
What are you doing in your mind on your beach with that song?
Probably crying. No, I mean, it's such a great song. It's so dark and weird and Bowie-esque, but it's so... here in that you're wonderful, you're not alone sentiment. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like David Bowie loves me, you know, when I hear it. That makes me feel really happy.
Well, and he said he loved you at the end.
I know. He said, I love you, baby. I believe him. I believe him.
And, you know, and you'll get to hear that whenever you like. Another thoughtful, very personal message from David Bowie to you to hear whenever you like.
Yeah. Mm. It's the best. I wish I could carry that song around in a locket somehow, you know? Anyway, I go on.
We're talking with Valerie Lipinski, former Sitkin, former Raven Radio staff member, and who now lives in New York, and she is on a deserted island with the 10 songs that she selected to take with her. And then the dessert, because it is a deserted island after all, will be posted online, as will the show, the 10 songs, and the recording of the show itself. That'll be up by tomorrow. And the dessert was chunky chocolate chunk cookies that tend to inspire marriage proposals. So check that out at kciw.org. And there are just a couple songs left in your list, and the list you mentioned, it had some, you know, shuck and jive, some give and take. You had to toss Johnny Cash out. Any other close but didn't make it, or the were on the list but had to goes?
Yeah, I had a couple of really sad choices to make. I really wanted to keep Aretha Franklin on there. I had. There's a record that Raven has on vinyl of one of her first gospel records when she was a teenager in Detroit, and there's a few songs on there that I love. I can't remember the name of the one that I had on my list for a while, but it's a very spiritual, and again, it was one of those, you can hear the people in the church sort of reacting to her singing, and it's very dynamic and spiritual, but I had to let that one go. Didn't fit. I wanted to stick some Joy Division in there. It didn't fit. Everything else I was okay with. I mean, when you have to hone it down, you get real. So.
Well, talk about getting real. Who's next?
Mr. James Brown. I mean, listen, you have to have James Brown. And I actually used to carry around, back when people used to listen to CDs, remember that? I carried around for a long time a CD of James Brown's greatest hits, just in case wherever I went ended up being kind of boring, and it worked. But this particular song, it's not my favorite James Brown song, but it's the song I think I would need the most.
And it's not your favorite James Brown song, but one that you would need the most. Explain that just a little further.
I feel like maybe you should play it, and it would make sense.
Ow! Oh! Woo! Try it now! Yeah. I'm back! I'm back! I'm back! I'm back! I'm back! Get up off of that thing and dance to do you better. Get up off of that thing. To you, sing it now. Get up off of that thing and dance to you, feel better. Get up off of that thing and try to release that pressure. Get up off of that thing and shake to you, feel better. Get up off of that thing and shake to you. Say it now. Get up off of that thing and shake to you, feel better. Get up off of that thing and try to release that pressure. Get up off. Get up off of that thing and shake the youth, feel better. Get up off of that thing and try to
Well, that definitely puts you in a group of people there. They're whistling and talking to you and bringing you right in.
I think we get it.
Yeah.
So that's the Beecher size time.
When I've been lounging around too much in my handmade hammock, and I gotta get motivated.
That'll do it. That'll get the whole island hopping.
Yeah. That's another song. If I have to befriend the wildlife, they might like that one. I'm not sure, but seems like it.
Or it might chase them off.
Either way, it would be okay. I love that song. It's, as I said, my favorite James Brown song is Hot Pants, just for the record. Hot Pants is it's a divine song. But it wasn't quite as motivating as Get Up Off of That Thing. So I had to be mindful of that.
And that might be the song you play if you ever see a ship on the horizon, and it's the motivation, it's get off of that island sort of thing. Hopeful song there, action.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, we're to one final song of your list of 10 songs to take to your deserted island.
Yeah. Oh man. So. It was really hard to choose. This is a Beatles song, okay? So how does one choose one? Should I talk about other ones before?
Yeah, yeah.
Can you hear the stress in my voice? So everyone loves the Beatles. I don't have to get into it, but... I've gone through different phases of which is my favorite, which I think a lot of people also can relate to. You guys feel that way?
Yeah, and there's eras too. I think people go through even the whole era thing, the early Beatles, the different manifestations of the different eras they've gotten.
Yeah, so for me, when I was really young, preteen and in high school, Paul was my favorite. I wanted him to be my boyfriend. I had no idea he was old and that it was not the 60s. And then I went through a really hardcore George phase in college, and I still hold George very close to my heart. I almost chose Something, which is a beautiful song. It was probably the best song ending of any song ever recorded. Remember the end of that song?
Yeah.
It's good. But John he's the one. I can't help it. It's just the way it's got to be. So the reason I chose my final song is because he sings it. He wrote it. It's, again, a song of great encouragement. But it's also one of those songs where, the great thing about the Beatles is you can always hear what each of them are doing in the recording. So you hear John's vocals. You hear George's guitar, you hear Paul's bass, you hear Ringo's drums. That's not as important to me, but
or anybody.
They're all there, but one of them had to stand out, and I grappled a lot between choosing a George song and a John song, and ultimately I went for a John song. And again, I know that I chose a lot of songs that sort of are encouraging, sort of this you're not alone, it's going to be okay feeling, and this song is really the culmination of a lot of that.
Come out to play.
And a beautiful wistfulness to that song as well, and a nice ending to that song.
And a nice ending to a list of 10 songs,
yeah,
Valerie.
Yeah, great list.
For putting that together for us all. And for you.
Thanks so much. That was amazing.
Do you
that
think,
was an experience.
Do you think if you were to do this next month, that every song would stay the same?
Honestly, I never want to think about it again. it would probably change. I mean, I changed it a lot over the course of the past couple of days. But as I said, some of the songs don't move. I think the artist was most likely to stay the same. And I might vacillate between songs. But, you know, the really interesting thing about this exercise is that sometimes, like, the song that you need is there when you don't realize it. And so, you know, you kind of impose this, like, list of 10 songs on this imaginary situation. But it could be a whole other song that ends up saving me at some point. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of fun to think about it in reverse.
Did you talk to your friends or coworkers about doing this?
Yes, I talked to everybody about it. I drove a couple of them crazy, actually. I sent a panicky email to a friend earlier today, and I was like, there's 3 Elvis songs on my list. What should I do? I feel good about it. I mean, it is an imaginary scenario, so I'm trying not to freak out and really think about actually being stranded. But yeah, I feel good about it. And as you said, you were telling me offline, Ken, that, you know, it's a good way to get to know somebody. And I feel like if someone wanted to get to know me, that this is a pretty good selection.
And, you know, one of the beautiful things about life is that if you were to do this again in 10 years, you haven't heard yet an artist that will eventually be on your list because you haven't discovered them. They may not have been born yet. They may not be making music yet, but there is a future favorite out there, isn't there?
There is. And actually, one note is that you may notice, I mean, I think the newest song on this list is from the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty old school. My favorites tend to stay pre my birth. I have a ton of new favorite music. I have a ton of new favorite music and things that have just come out in the past year. So you're right. I mean, maybe some of those will move up the ranks over time. You never know.
Well, and maybe you can help us develop the capacity to have somebody host an entire radio show from afar here on Raven Radio, and you can play some of that new favorite music, not on a deserted island.
Yeah, in fact, I think I see a ship on the horizon.
Yes. Valerie, you...
You do?
You
yes.
are rescued.
I am?
You are rescued.
It's because James Brown motivated me to get up off of my thing and build a smoke signal.
There you go.
I'm really glad I picked that one.
Thanks so much for the time and for the effort, Valerie. Wonderful to spend some time with you.
It was amazing to be back with you on Raven Radio. Thank you so much. This was really, really fun.
Well, we'll be in touch. And, of course, your 10 songs, your dessert, and a recording of your time on the island will be posted to kcaw.org by tomorrow.
Wonderful. Thanks so much.
Arrivederci, Valerie.
Thanks, Val.
Bye.
Good night.